Hello, High Plains Public Radio Radio Book Club listeners. My name is Lynn Boitano, and I'll be reading a book bite from Nina Blakeman, the author of The Blow Up Man, a fictional thriller that takes place in a dispirited region of West Texas. Nina writes, I want to discuss with the listeners the scientific angle taken in the book. Having a doctorate in pharmaceutical science, I'm fascinated in a compound's ability to, first, do nothing, secondly, possess a moderating or curative effect, or thirdly, be lethal. In pharmacology, it's termed the dose-response relationship. To further explain, I'd like to share one of my favorite quotes from Pericles, a 16th century alchemist and Renaissance physician. Poison is everything, and no thing is without poison. The dosage makes it either a poison or a remedy. With this, we learn that one acetaminophen tablet kills the headache. 100 tablets kill you. Another quote of the alchemist states, what the eyes perceive in herbs or stones or trees, in not yet a remedy, the eyes see only dross. So to explain this, let me take you back to the plains and something called sweet clover disease. In the 1920s, cattle were dying from hemorrhage after eating hay infected with mold. Coumarin, a natural substance found in many plants, was becoming oxidized through the mold to dicoumarol. How was this discovered? It was a snowy day when a Wisconsin farmer named Ed Carlson walked into the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a bucket of his dead cow's blood and serendipitously ran into a biochemist named Link, who isolated the coumarin derivative, Worf. The compound was trade-named Coumadin, generic warfarin, to prevent unwarranted blood coagulation. But it wasn't initially approved for that. It was approved for use as a rat poison. So from this example, it is seen that a natural product in sweet clover hay can be modified to an effective poison or a therapeutic agent. Coumarin is a fragrant substance, like fresh mowed hay, and can be found in lavender, cassia cinnamon, tonka beans, and Mexican vanilla. Although I find the toxic effects of the coumarins interesting, I think I'm most intrigued by the alkaloids, basically a nitrogen-containing compound. Some famous alkaloids are morphine, strychnine, and ephedrine. Other interesting alkaloids are monk's hood or wolfsbane, or bufotoxin, found on the backs of toads. If you're into toad licking, yes, this is a thing, the toad secretes the alkaloids from its parotid gland on the back of its head. The effects vary from toad to toad and produce various symptoms, ranging from nausea, psychedelic effects, and even death. I don't recommend it. Another interesting alkaloid is tubocurarin, used by the indigenous people of South America on darts to arrest the prey's respiration, resulting in asphyxiation. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Lynn Boitano, reading Nina Blakeman's book bite, Poison is Everything. Nina Blakeman, the author of The Blow Up Man, a fictional thriller that takes place in a dispirited region of West Texas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.